ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, my khutbah today under the title Suitcase. And it may be surprising to you to hear a khutbah under the title of Suitcase. The title to wake you up, but I'm not going to tell you a suitcase, I'm going to tell you a khutbah about my suitcase. But before I talk to you about my suitcase, I want to rewind the tape little bit for last week khutbah. And we try to watch this tape for a second, because maybe some of you had forgot what we talk about it. Anybody remember Abu Talha? Does anybody remember Umm Salim? We talked about both of them last week. And what did she do when her son died? And how did she welcome her husband back without approaching him with the bad news that your son had passed away? She fed him, entertained him, welcomed him, everything. And after this, what did she say to him? Ya Abu Talha, ara'aita لو أن قوما أعاروا عاريتهم أهل بيت فطلبوا عاريتهم ألهم أن يمنعوهم؟ قال لا. فقالت فاحتسب ابنك. تقول أبو طلحة if some people borrow something from another family and then the members of the family ask for its return, would they refuse to give it back to them? He said no. So she said إذن فاحتسب ولدك. She said then hope reward for your son. And emphasize this point last week. Everything in our life is nothing but a loan. You are not an owner. You are holding for a moment. It may be an hour, it may be a year, maybe 10 years. But whatever you have is nothing but a loan. So when I lend you something and I ask for it back, you shouldn't get angry, you shouldn't get mad, you shouldn't even be upset, because it is not yours, it's mine, I lend it to you. So your son is alone, your daughter is alone, your wife is alone, your husband is alone, your car, your house, every property that you own is nothing but alone. Even you yourself, your soul, is going to be with you for a moment, for a month, for a year, for 50 years, and after this the true owner and the lawful owner, Allah, will take it back. So you have to understand this from now, to be prepared when Allah asks for your wife or ask for your husband or take your son or take your daughter or take your house. He's the king. You only holding a temporary ownership. So don't get upset. And she said, فاحتسب ولدك, seek the reward from Allah in your son. Because when you are patient, when you control your anger and your emotion, Allah will reward you. Now remember this, and keep remembering this, and prepare yourself so when the decree of Allah comes, when the time comes, when the old temporary ownership expires, and the lawful and the true owner want to take back what he lent you, prepare for this. Alright? I'm not going to come to my suitcase, but you remember about 6 weeks ago, the first khutbah when I came from Hajj, and I told you, brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, I lost my suitcase, and some of you, I had brought things for them. When I lost my suitcase, I was not worried, because I know, although I went, I bought the stuff and everything prepared, happy with it, but I lost it. I was prepared. And subhanAllah, for some reason, I said, let me put this envelope here, the return envelope, in case I lose it, something, they found address inside. And actually, I lost it. And I was prepared. The only thing, I was not upset, but I felt a little bit bad about it, that I was searching for a book in Al-Madinah. Finally, I found the library that sells this book. And I bought this book, 5 volumes. This is all what I was concerned. And when I put it in the suitcase, I kept looking to it. Should I take it out of the plastic bag? Should I take a peek to the book first? No, 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 leave it back like this. When I go back home, I will read it. This is all what I was worried about, what's in the suitcase. My books. But it's gone, and I said, Alhamdulillah, no problem. I was prepared. So remember, brothers and sisters, that everything that we have in this life is nothing but a temporary issue, a temporary ownership, and soon or later you're going to have to depart, or it may depart from you. Now I want rewind the tape more. For the first khutbah, I told you, brothers, I lost my suitcase, so I could not give you your gift. But I brought a special gift, which I'm willing to give it to every Muslim in Columbia, South Carolina. And we had prepared this dua. For the first khutbah, most of you did not take it like a big issue or something that khutbah like any khutbah that Imam gave. But when I hit again on the same thing, and I told you about it and how important it is, some of you rushed to it, and some of you put it in action, and some of you came with a big smile telling me about the result of this dua. And guess what I did? I said, let me use this medicine for myself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, what the meaning is, man ta'arra min al-layl. Brothers, if you can switch the fans, please. Is this to switch? Thank you. من تعار من الليل فقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وعلى كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم اغفر لي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فإن دعا استجيب منه فإن قام فصلى ركعتين قبلت صلاته. Whenever you wake up during the night and he says this dua, and after he says the dua, he says, Allahumma ghfir li, oh Allah forgive me. The Prophet says, if you make supplication, Allah will answer this supplication. If you get up and make two rak'at, Allah will accept this two rak'at. The Prophet is saying, do you have a doubt about what the Prophet said? The Prophet said it. And the Prophet doesn't speak from his own desire. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. It is revelation from Allah. He taught him this. After I give you the khutbah, I said the dua. But why I didn't say the dua in the beginning? Because I always prepare whenever I lose, I'm going to get something better than what I lost. And I have no doubt about it. Wallahi by Allah, I'm sure more than the policy of your insurance in your car or in your house. When I lose something, right away, I say it. And I know, with no doubt of inch, I will get better than what I lost. Now I'm going to tell you something again in lesson from another believing woman. We spoke about Umm Salim and how she taught her husband a lesson, or how she advised him and reminded him about his son and said, everything in our life is loan. And when the lawful owner wants his loan back, don't get upset. Now I want to give you another example. Umm Salama. Umm Salama. I'm sure all of you know about Umm Salama. But what happened with Umm Salama? Her husband passed away. He died. Right away it comes to her mind what the Prophet said. That whenever you lose something, whenever you lose something, and you say the dua, Alhamdulillah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. اللهم اجرني في مصيبتي واخلف لي خيرا منها. I said, I know the Prophet said this. The Prophet says that any time you lose anything, say this dua or praise thee to Allah. Indeed we Allah, from Allah and to Allah we shall return. Oh Allah, reward me in my calamity and give me better than what I lost. If he says Allah will return and give you something better than what you lost. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, wallahi, by Allah, I never lose anything unless I use this dua. Even I say it, when some of you depart from this mosque, some of you are contribution for the mosque, and some of you are calamity on the mosque, excuse my expression. But this reality. Everybody have good and bad in him, even me. But some of the brothers used to be so good and contributing to the mosque. And I feel sad when they leave the mosque. Whenever they go someplace else. And I said, Alhamdulillah. And I said the dua, brothers, in anything, men, women, wives, children, suitcase, property, anything you lose it, say it. But Umm Salama said, yes, the Prophet said this. But وَمَنْ يَكُونُ خَيْرًا مِنْ أَبِي سَلَمَةً. Who can be better than Abu Salama? There is no woman will see a man fit in her life and to be better than her husband. She said, this one of the first muhajireen. He made hijrah. This is my husband. This is the father of my children. He is this and that and this and that. Who can be better than Abu Salama? Of course not. No one to her. In her limited knowledge. But she said, but the Prophet said, say this, Allah will give you better than what you lost. So she submitted herself to Allah and she said the dua. Who can be better than Abu Salama? Not too long, and somebody knocking in her door, asking her for marriage. Who? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself coming. Women used to go and offer themselves to the Prophet. But the Prophet coming to Abu Salama, asking her to marry her. And indeed, with no doubt, Allah gave Umm Salama better one she had lost. And this was the only reason that I didn't say my dua when I lost my suitcase. But I stayed with a hope in Allah to bring my suitcase back because I need these books. What is special about these books? That one of the main scholars, which he's a student of Sheikh Al-Albani, is the one who wrote this book. And I won't read this book. I won't see what he wrote. So finally, after I gave you the khutbah, about 2 weeks, something came to my mind. He said, why you don't say your dua? Why you don't get up? Stop being lazy. Get up during the night. Say your dua. Make to work out. Ask Allah to bring your suitcase. Brothers, believe it or not, I'm not going to tell you I have my suitcase, but I want to tell you first. My suitcase, I left it in Medina to Hujjaj. And some of you who made Hajj already know how crowded is Medina to Hujjaj. If you can imagine at least 1 million Hajj in Medina to Hujjaj. At least 500,000 hajjis there. With every hajji average of 2 suitcases. You have 1 million suitcases everywhere. This number one. Very crowded place. Number two, I have no name on the suitcase. And the suitcase, if I take it, I have to pay extra charge because it was heavy. And the suitcase, if I bring it with me, I have to pay additional money because I already have enough. 2 for me and 2 for my daughter, so this will be the 3rd piece I have to pay for it. But many things, I don't want to take the whole khutbah. But I want to let you know that the suitcase was a black suitcase among thousands of suitcases. They look similar. And I left it where? I didn't even put it on the scale. Because when they put it in the scale, they will give you a tag, you can claim it. But when I come to America, how I can claim something? I have no proof or evidence, I have no even tag. Nothing. What kind of a suitcase, Muhammad Ali, getting up at night asking Allah, give me my suitcase back. But I believe this. I believe this to her. And I want you to go to Allah. Call in Allah. And don't stand up before Allah with an inch of doubt. And ask Him, في جوف الليل, in the darkness of the night, get up and say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد على كل شيء قدير. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اغفر لي. And after this, ask Allah what you want. Ask Allah what the whole problem you got. Ask Allah. You think Allah could not do it? You will have a problem if you think this. It maybe doesn't happen the next day or the next month, but it will happen. Get up and ask Allah. Beg Allah. 2 days ago, somebody calling me. I was so busy. I don't want to even answer the phone, but I look like this. I said, I found 718 area code. Who's calling me from New York? I see. Anyway, yes, Mr. Hadley, right away, I thought somebody tried to sell me something. Yes, can I help you? This is Egypt Air from New York. I said, did you find my suitcase? She said, yes, sir. Subhanallah. I said, Subhanallah. I know that Allah is going to bring it. I trusted Allah. I won't see this box inside the suitcase. And after this, I said, okay, ma'am, I'll give you a call. Somebody in New York will pick it up. Hold on, please. The brother sitting beside me said, no, they can send it to you. I said, it's not their fault. It's my fault. They are not responsible to bring it to here. A suitcase with no tag, never been checked, never have a tag, nothing. And even they sending it for free. I said, it's not their fault. It's my fault. Ma'am, do you think you can send it to Colombia? I said, yes, but you have to pick it up from the airport. Subhanallah. I said, go ahead and send it. We'll get it from the airport. Are you 1929 Gervais Street? Yes, ma'am, this is me. Okay, this is the flight number, and this is when it arrived. I say, okay. Next day I woke up, I found a call in my answer machine. Say, we have your suitcase, come pick it up, or we'll try to schedule a delivery. So when I answer them, I say, am I going to pay for the delivery or here? Say, no, we take care of it or Egypt Air. I say, go ahead. Salat al-Asr, my suitcase here. I open it. Much better than even if I carry it with me. I have one orange when I came to New York Airport, Kennedy Airport. He said, do you have a fruit, sir? I said, yes, I have one orange. He said, where? I say, here. Said, okay. Say, oh, you're taking my lunch. He said, it's too late. You should eat it before you bring it here. Because we don't want any disease. Say, okay. He took the orange, he put it in the trash. In my suitcase, I have candy, I have dry fruit, I have name it. I opened the suitcase, I left nobody even touch it or move anything in it. My folders, my lectures, my books, everything. It's not a holy suitcase, brothers. It's not the suitcase. It's not my suitcase. I want to tell you out of experience and life. Make the iman. Trust in Allah. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do things. We have a problem with many things. But what we need to trust in Allah and get up. You remember I told you, rewind the tape again in one of the khutbah about the man who borrowed 100 dinar. And he doesn't have any means to take it back to the owner who gave him the money. But he has tawakkul, trust in Allah. He took a piece of wood and he dug and he put inside the piece of wood 100 gold dinar and say, oh Allah, the man asked me when I borrowed this money, bring a wakil, bring a witness. I said, Allah is the best wakil. Allah is the best witness. Oh Allah, I could not find any ships, any transportation to return the money. But you are the best wakil. Bismillah, and he throw it in the water. And Allah make a means to the person who lent him the money to go there by the ocean and see this piece of wood and take it and go home. Remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, by Allah, لو توكلتم by Allah, فوالله لو توكلتم على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتعود بطانة. By Allah, if you have the real trust in Allah, the real trust. Our problem, we have trust. Some of us have a trust in the insurance policy more than we trust in Allah. And this is the reason it's not working. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, by Allah, if you have the real trust in Allah, He will provide for you as He provides for the birds. Birds. Not even a high school diploma. And some of us with a master's degree, with a bachelor's degree, they could not even find the jobs. That's reality in America. That's reality. Some people even they already a license in their house, in their home, back home, as a lawyer, as a doctor, as whatever. But when he come here, he could not find a job. Because he have to go again through school and get a license from here. This reality. But the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if you trust in Allah, the real trust, He will provide for you like He provides for the birds. They leave their nest empty stomach, they come home with a full belly. Why? Because they trust in Allah. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the reality of tawakkul and trust in Him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts that we can see the reality of this deen and the beauty of this deen and the sweetness of this deen, that we can live it so it can make our life easy, can make our grave easy, can make everything on us easy, our social problem, our economic problem, all these problems. Why? أليس الله بكاف عبده? Isn't Allah sufficient for His slave? How much you be a slave to Allah, how much Allah will be a Lord and Master to you. But you come to Allah this little bit, don't be expecting all this. According your ibadah, أليس الله بكاف عبده. So Allah will suffice you according your ubudiyya to Him. So the more you get closer to Allah, and the more you do the job that Allah asking you to do, the more Allah be with you. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma kul lana wa la takun alayna. Allahumma kul lana wa la takun alayna. Allah, oh Allah, be for us and assist us, and don't assist against us. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, again, one of the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the fruits of this deen, that is not giving you an insurance policy by giving you money only, giving you better than what you lose. Have iman like the iman of Salama. Your vision is limited, you could not see the future. So when something happened to you, taken with an open heart, and remember, say the dua, you will get better than what you lost. You never can be a loser. A Muslim never can be, as long you practice Islam, you never can be a loser. You will get the reward, and that you will get a substitute or something to replace what you lost, but Allah will make it better than what you lost. Say Alhamdulillah, and you say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khlifli khayran minha. Again, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, for those who may found it funny to hear a khutbah about a suitcase, it's not my suitcase. It's teach through example and through stories. Sometimes it dwells in our mind more than other things. The end of my khutbah, I would like to remind you about this weekend, inshallah. This is the first Saturday of the month, which we try to get together for a social gathering, where we have to hear something about Quran and Hadith, revive our iman, and they try to sit together to get to know each other, spend time with each other. So, I strongly recommend it that you try to be here starting from Asr, inshallah. And the lecture will be there, and the dinner will be there, inshallah. And if anybody wants to contribute by any means to the social gathering, alhamdulillah, if you could not, at least contribute by your presence. I receive a Islamic calendar. We can call it Islamic calendar. I know there is nothing perfect here in this life, okay? Perfection belongs to Allah. But we have name it Islamic calendar, okay? And this has been sent by one of the reliefs organizations, Life, or like those who can purchase, not actually purchase, but take one and give a minimum donation, $5. We're going to send it back to them so they can help orphan and people with hardship and difficulty. So I have some here in the box, about 25 of them. If everybody give $5, at least we can send them a check with the money. Jazakumullah khairan. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims. I beg that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the hereafter to be a better for us than this life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the good of this life and the good that indwell in this life, that Allah protect us from the evil that in this life. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار خلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر
So, Ihtadilu, stretch your line, please. Abdullah, move back a little bit, please. Tamir, the rest of the line, please. So, Ihtadilu, stretch the line, please. So, please straighten the line, everybody. So, Brother Yahya, move forward a little bit, please. The rest of the line there, Naeem. استووا اعتدلوا straighten the line is part of the salah. This applies to the sisters also. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين